It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. World War II is just getting started. On Twitter, a feed called Real Time World War II, or at Real Time WWII, is getting a lot of followers. It's a project by Alwyn Collinson, a recent graduate of Oxford University. He's tweeting news of the war in real time from 72 years in the past. Go there now, you'll see news from this day in 1939. Alwyn intends to keep the feed going through the duration of the war.
It's very easy to forget that for people who lived through the war, it wasn't inevitable. They didn't know that the good guys were going to win. And for them, every day was fear, uncertainty, and shock as things happened that were a genuine surprise to them. I want to try and recreate just a little bit of that feeling and give people the feeling that when they see an event happening, they get a little bit of that shock and know what it must have been like.
Where did you get the idea?
I think it was partly inspired by breaking news tweets today. So when you read a tweet from, I don't know, say something like Occupy Wall Street at the moment, you know, you get a sense of interesting and exciting things happening right now. I wanted to capture a little bit of that feel for history as well.
It's quite a task breaking down the history of World War II into a series of tweets and timing it out like that. How do you pull that off?
I don't pretend to be a very good scholarly source. There are much better sources for learning about the past than me. But what I want to do is keep it interesting, keep it engaging. And my main task every day is to sit down and look at the main event, say, well, this is what happened. These are things that are important or will be important later on. And also to give an eyewitness view, to say, here's a very interesting perspective from the time. Here's some fascinating photographs of what it was actually like for everyday people in the army or living in an occupied country or just in a country at war. And in that way, I want to balance every day important things, things that matter historically, with the things that were perhaps otherwise overlooked, little details that show what it was like and what people cared about at the time.
Alwyn says this week in 1939 was pivotal for Hitler. As with his Twitter feed, Alwyn reads history as though it were news.
At 12 today, Hitler called a meeting with his generals. Now, unbeknownst to him, but of course known to us now, two of his generals, Halder and Brauchitsch, had actually been planning to depose Hitler because they believe they can't win the war against Britain and France. And Hitler today had a big meeting of his generals in order to essentially bully them into going along with his plan. So he says things like, I am irreplaceable, you know, the whole fate of the Reich depends upon me. And essentially he forces his officers through sheer force of personality to fall in behind him, to agree that he will make the decisions about the war with the West. And really reading that, it's fascinating to get a sense of, at the time, you know, people, even his officers were unsure, didn't know what was going to happen, rightly so, as it turns out, but it was just simply too much, his force of personality overawed them. Today was also the day when, in the city of Krakow, in occupied Poland, Jews were first forced to wear armbands with the Star of David on it, so that's a chilling reminder of things to come as well.
You must just step away from the keyboard and say, ah.
Well, quite. You know, I get many messages from people saying, I forgot what feed I was following, and suddenly I read one of your tweets, and I thought there was something crazy going on. I've occasionally, when I've talked about things like, for example, the IRA were conducting a terrorist campaign in London in 1939, I did timestamp my tweets, then put 1939 at the beginning, because I thought that there are some things that are still a little bit close to home to be talking about.
Alwyn Collinson in Oxford. Find his project at twitter.com/realtimewwii. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.